So if you look at a store like Toys R Us, they're having trouble competing with online retailers. But you're here to tell us that that's not the case for everybody.
Yes. Retail's death has been greatly exaggerated. Brick-and-mortar stores are actually flourishing. According to the National Retail Federation, in 2017, there was a net increase of 4,000 new store openings. In other words, for every company that closes, there's 2.7 companies that are opening new locations across the country.
Are we seeing that here in Jacksonville, though?
We are seeing that here in Jacksonville, but the biggest change is the days of the traditional retailer where one size fits all, sort of like a Toys R Us, those days are coming to an end.
So we're seeing different types of stores opening up.
Yes, we're seeing retailers that are now focusing on smaller concepts that cater to different markets and different locations. So, for example, a location in Riverside may offer different products from a location in St. Johns County. Target is in the process of revamping 1,000 stores to cater to the neighborhoods and markets that those individual stores are in, as opposed to just a general Target format. And the first store that they'll be working on here in Jacksonville will be on Southside Boulevard. It's going to be an extensive interior and exterior renovation. The products will be catered more to the demographics of that particular area of Jacksonville.
Overall, when we look at these changes in retail, what effect do we see this having on Jacksonville in a broad sense?
In Jacksonville, we're starting to see the redevelopment of aging commercial centers and shopping centers that have been abandoned for a number of years. For example, a former Kmart on the corner of University Boulevard and Beach Boulevard, That's a project that's being rebranded as Boulevard Crossings, which is going to be a mix of retail and restaurant and dining space. There's also the redevelopment of Westside Plaza at I-10 and Lane Avenue, and that's going to be roughly a complete tear down of what's there today and a rebuild for retail spaces that are catering to a lot of these newer retailers that are expanding.
So what you're telling us is not only is retail not dead, but it's actually helping some areas of town that have been struggling for a long time.
Yes.
That's Ennis Davis. He's a co-founder of Modern Cities at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.